you little worm. 19 years old. She says, Dave, you quit your drinking, and I will satisfy your soul. But I just keep on drinking. I just keep on drinking. I just keep on drinking till good liquor gonna calm me down. You know the doctor, he told me, David, speaking man to man, you don't quit your drinking, I'm gonna have to give you monkey glands. But I just keep on drinking. Yeah, I keep on drinking. Well, told me too, Dave, when you get liquored up, I swear I got no use for you. But I just keep on drinking. Well, you know I keep on drinking. Child, I just keep on drinking till good liquor gonna calm me down. My voice, and if any of you do find it, the band will pay you to keep it. Not me, I want it back, but they have more money than I do. It's a long story. You know, I'm actually the seventh David Bromberg, you know. No, I am. I got into the business the same way everybody else did. You know, I bought my way in, and I didn't have very much money, and David Bromberg was the best I could get. And now, since I've had it, the price has gone down so low I can't even sell it. Isn't it?
One, two, three.
I remember that you told me once upon a time. You said if I'd be yours, baby, you'd be mine, but that's all right. You don't love me no more, girl, but that's all right. But sometimes I wonder who's loving you tonight. I remember you used to tell me that your love is strong. I woke up this morning, all those pretty words were gone, but that's all right, baby. You got a new man now, that's all right. But sometimes I wonder loving you tonight. You'd never love another. Now you're out there playing house with every schoolboy and his brother, but that's all right. kind of play in the field. But sometimes I do wonder who's loving you tonight. I was the man God made you for. You had 9 or 10 men since that night, baby. I guess that shit don't play no more, but that's all right. You kind of play in the field now, girl, that's all right. Yeah, you play the whole team. But sometimes I wonder who's loving you tonight? Can do if you leave me here to cry. There's nothing I can do if you leave me here to cry. But my love will follow you as the years go passing by. I gave you all a man could give. That's one thing you can't deny. I gave you all one man could give. That's one thing you can't deny. But my love will follow you as the years go passing by. Up to you. Fare thee well, goodbye. I'll leave it up to you. Fare thee well, goodbye. But my love will follow you. Years go passing by. All right, so I caught the creeping crud. So we're pitching everything about a fifth lower than usual. I feel like I'm doing my Johnny Cash tonight. But listen, it's not my fault. It was the hotel we were at. Not the one we're at here, but we were at... I should have known. This place is called the No-Tell Motel. I don't know if you ever... I think it's the place where all the Borscht Belt comedians went to get material, you know.
Room's so small, the mice are hunchbacked, you know, the whole. And this place, I mean, it was pretty remarkably bad. So I wrote a song about it. You know, that's, you got lemons, you make lemonade. And if I, even if I say so myself, this is a fantastic song. No, really, this is extraordinary. And really, because even though I wrote it myself last night, it was recorded in 1933 by Furry Lewis. That's good. Up this morning, people looked up against the wall. When I woke up this morning, people looked up against the wall. You know the roaches and bed bugs is having a game of ball. The score was 20-0, and the roaches was ahead. The score was 20-0, people. The roaches was a hit. Big old bed bug hit a home run, knocked me out of bed. I woke up this morning. I looked down, woke up, looked down, woke up, looked down. I woke up this morning, people. I looked down on the floor. Roaches got into my pockets, yeah, took out all of my dough. You know them insects are so mean and evil, so nasty and cantankerous, pugnacious, obstreperous, disagreeable. They pulled the pillow out from under my head. They took my money, bought a Winchester rifle, folks, and tried to kill me dead. Hey, look at them things run around, will you? You got all of my money. Please don't take my life. My mama, run, get your hatchet. There's a fly on your baby's head. Bring a ball peen hammer, woman. There's a fly on your baby's head. Best bring a flamethrower with you. Run right to my bed. I woke up this morning, I looked up against the wall. I woke up this morning, I looked up against the wall. You know the roaches and bad bugs was having a game of ball. I told the crowd last night that something happened right before the show. I got a call from President Obama. I beg your pardon. I lived in Hyde Park, Illinois, for 22 years, 5 1/2 blocks from the Obama family. So as I said, before the show last night, I got a call from President Obama, and I asked him if there was anything that I personally could do to help in the nation's economic recovery. And what he said kind of boiled down to, bring a lot of shit to sell is kind of what it boiled down to. So we brought posters and CDs and DVDs and BVDs and this is Nate Grower playing the fiddle. He brought some CDs. It's Mark Cosgrove playing the guitar and the mandolin. He brought some CDs. Butch Amiot playing bass and singing what are usually high harmonies. He didn't bring shit. I got this CD that I did that's called Use Me, and it's gotten some very nice reviews, but the reviewers miss the point because nobody reads album notes anymore. What I did with this CD is that I called up a bunch of people, and I asked each of them to write a song for me, which takes chunks, and then to produce me doing it, which really takes... And a bunch of them said, yeah. So I got tracks on it with Keb Moe, Levon Helm, Tim O'Brien, John Hyatt, Los Lobos, Linda Ronstadt, Dr. John, Vince Gill. And so look, if you love your country, you'll buy as much of this crap as you can carry home, okay? Yeah. I never got applause for a commercial before. I'd like to play you the tune that Keb Moe and Gary Nicholson wrote for me. I like this thing. Digging down in Texas since 1894. If they dug a little deeper, they could always find some more. They got a pipeline from Alaska to Iraq and Iran. Now we gotta get it any way we can. This old world is just a junkie, all strung out on gasoline. You know they got ships out on the ocean digging in a deep blue sea. They're digging in a deep blue sea. Everybody gets greedy when they think the well gonna run dry. Might have to start a war to keep up the supply. We've gotta have it to make near everything, from pantyhose to footballs, everything in between. This old world is just a junkie. All strung out on gasoline. They got ships out on the ocean, digging in a deep blue sea. Can't fly. We keep right on pumping, 'cause demand is high. What are we gonna do about this mess we made? You know, you can't run an 18-wheeler child on lemonade. This whole world is just a junkie. All strung out on gasoline. They got boats out on the ocean, digging in the deep blue sea. Got boats out on the ocean, digging in the deep blue sea. I think you don't expect us to play. And tonight, we're going to do a tune. Not only do I think you didn't expect us to play, we didn't expect to play it. But we're going to try it. We're all together in this, right? You're on our side. Thank you. match?
No.
No?
No, boss.
That works?
No, boss. That looks real, real good.
I'm colorblind. I can't tell. As you probably guess, I'm very proud of the caliber of musician that I've been privileged to play with. And, and I take this perverse pride in the fact that I've always had enough guts to have a much better guitar player than I am in the band. So I'm going to go out and rinse out my my vocal cords. And and your Mark Cosgrove is going to play a nice solo.
Don't worry about a thing. He'll be right back. You're in capable hands for just a minute.
You know, coming up as a guitar player, of course, David was a huge influence on me, a great, great big influence when I was learning how to play the guitar. And, you know, even just observing how people entertain and are great with an audience and all that stuff, which even with no voice, he always is. But anyway, another guitar player who also had a huge influence on me was a guy who I'd like to dedicate a tune to right now. And that man's name was Clarence White. Anyone remember? Yeah. Clarence, you can clap for Clarence. He's been gone a long, long time. He died at about age 28. He was loading equipment in the van, and he was hit by a drunk driver, and he was killed. But before he left, he really left his mark on a lot of us flat pick guitar player types. So this is one I'd like to send out in his memory. This is called the Alabama Jubilee.
Thank you. Thank you so much, folks.
Gentleman from the Grand Bakery brought us some cookies. I never perform requests, but I can be bought. He asked me to play this one. Ride a mail train, baby. Can't buy a thrill. And I've been up all night, leaning out the windowsill. Yes, and if I die at the top of the hill, and if I don't make it, I know my baby will. Now don't the moon look good shining through the trees? Don't the brakeman look good flagging down the double E? Don't the sun look good sitting over the seas? And don't my gal look fine coming after me? Time's coming. Windows are filled with frost. I tried to tell everybody, but I could not get it across. I want to be your lover, baby. Don't wanna be your boss. just don't say I never warned you. If your train get lost, I used to live in Marin. Once upon a time, I was a bad boy in those days. It made me think of this song. This is a song by a guy named Luke Jordan. Another one from the 30s, but you'll get it. Come here, mama, don't you take me for no fool. Well, I wouldn't quit you, woman, while the weather's cool. Well, around your back door, I will make my creep, just as long as you earn the 2.5 a week. You know that I got a gal, and she works in the rich folks' yard. Now she bring me mail, she bring me lard. She brings me meal, yeah, the woman brings me lard. The girl will bring me anything that she can steal. I call my Cora, hey, hey. Along comes Sally with a nose all tall. You know the doctor says she can't sniff no more. I say, run here, doctor. There's women in the alley. Boys, I'm simply wild about my good cocaine. The furniture man come to my door last Sunday morning, and he asked me, was my wife at home? I said, no, she been long gone. And then he backed his truck right up to my door, and he took everything I had. You know, he carried on back to the furniture store. I declare I did feel sad. Now what in the world has anybody got to do with a furniture man? If you got no dough to put up a show, he'll take everything he can. Well, he'll take everything from an ugly plant, a skillet to a frying pan. Now, boys, if there ever was a devil without any horns, he must have been a furniture man. Call my Cora, hey, hey. Along comes Sally with a nose all tall. The doctor says she can't sniff no more. He says cocaine for horses, not for men. He says it's gonna kill me, but he don't say when. I'm simply wild about my good cocaine. Well, sometimes I feel like I'm giving myself a sobriety test. I haven't played that tune in decades. Never hit 17. When you play against the dealer, because you know the odds won't ride with you. You never leave your woman alone. Friends around to steal her, years are gambled, lost like summer wages. So till we get to Vancouver, and the woman I love is living there. It's been 6 long months or more since I've seen her. Maybe gambled and lost some weight. And in all the beer parlors all down along Main Street, the dreams of the seasons fall down on the floor. All the big stands of timber are ready for falling, and the hustlers sitting watchfully as they wait there at the door. So I'll work on those topos in my slippery city shoes, which I swore I'd never do again. Through the great fog-bound straits, where the cedars stand watching, I'll be far off and gone like summer winter. Friends around to steal her, years are gambled, lost like summer wages. Thank you. I'd rather be stuck some dark cloud where the sun refused to shine than to be stuck in New York City in a small room with you. So blow your whistle, freight train. Hear me far on down the track. Well, I'm going away. I'm leaving today. I'm going, but I ain't coming back. Missing somebody. I want to get Melody to come and help me sing a tune. Melody. Okay, neither of us have done this before. In the holler where the waters run cold, it was there I first listened to the lies that you told. Well, I lie in my bed and I see your sweet face and the lies that you told me. Time cannot erase the letter you wrote me. It was written in shame, and I hope that your conscience still whispers my name. Thank you.
nights are so long and sorrow so deep. Nothing is worse than a night without sleep. I walk out alone, look up at the sky, too lonesome to weep, too empty to cry. Thank you. I told you I don't accept requests unless accompanied by delicious cookies. Besides, I don't know what I can reach tonight. You've lowered everything by about a fifth. And I could use a fifth right about.
Oh, and her eyes turn red and swell. We're close up to the seats and to our bodies. It was a sinking summer trip through southern hell. Eating carbonated crap, churning up inside, all soaked service station jam. Let me ride. Thank you.
Thank you.